Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
A passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians. They're going to bring it up on the screen. I hope you brought your Bible today because we're going to turn to several passages of scripture to help us grasp something that should be life directional changing for each and every one of us. Take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to read just a few verses beginning with verse 10. It says, "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it, but each one should be careful how he builds. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is. Because the day," can you say that with me? "The day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames." God, come speak to us today, I pray. I pray you give me a fresh anointing this morning to share what it is that you've dropped in my heart so many weeks ago when Pastor Daniel invited me to preach on this Sunday. This is a word from you. Give us ears to hear what you're saying this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. When I was in the fifth grade, something significant happened to me at age 10, 11. I was in grade 5, and I don't know if it was fall semester or spring. Doesn't really matter. We were going to have a science fair at our school. Hundreds of students went home. They got out their construction paper, their scissors, their glue, and their boards, you know, the foam boards with the tri-fold boards. We had a specific assignment of what had to be on that board, and we had to do a science experiment. And the day came that all of them were going to be on display, and we had to bring it. And did anybody do this when you were a kid? You had to color, and you had to make the titles, and here's your hypothesis, and here's all these things you did, and here's the outcomes. So I brought mine, and then the night came that my family was going to come look at all of my work that I had done. And all of them, and it's in the big gymnasium, and they're all lined up on tables, and I'm coming through there with my mom, and I just want to show her what I made. I was so proud of it. And as we come down through there, there's something hanging on my trifold poster board. It was a ribbon. I won an award. It was a blue ribbon. I was so beside myself. I was so excited. I thought, no way. I got an award. Look what I got. Today, we're going to talk very briefly here in our time that we have this morning about the day that you arrive in front of the living God and find all the ribbons hanging by your name. You might have the perception that the scriptures we're going to read today are to point out everything that you've done wrong, but I've got good news for you. We serve a God who's a rewarder, who delights to do good things for his people and has given us a framework by which we could build not a trifold display, but build our life so that on the day we will be beside ourselves at what he's remembered, what he kept a hold of, what he noticed we did extra in his name, and the ribbons and crowns and rewards that he has waiting for you and for me. We're going to look at some scriptures today to help us maybe ask some serious questions, because the text that we read here, we should ask some questions about this. You should have some notes. Hopefully you have a pen. If you don't have one, steal your neighbor's. I'll pray God forgives you later. Just take their pen and write you some notes, especially the scriptures that we're going to point out today. Our passage here was not about whether or not somebody got to go to heaven. The scripture that we were reading here was not a list of everything being weighed to see if you're good enough to go to heaven. I got some bad news. You're not good enough to go to heaven, nor will you ever be. You cannot earn it. You can't be nice enough. You can't love your neighbor enough to go to heaven. Something inside you has to change. Something in your life has to change. You must be born again. You must receive Jesus as your Lord. You have to ask. One of the first questions that I want us to ask ourselves today is your name in the book of life. The section of scripture that we read here is about the believers who are standing before God. Something has happened in their life before this moment. They were born again. They have their name written in the book of life. There are many people who think that by what they do, that they're going to get into heaven, that God's going to say, great job, great job. Oh, that was good enough. Open the doors, let them in. That is not what's going to happen. And Jesus makes it clear. Take a look at a few scriptures here with me. Matthew 7. I want to make sure we clear this up. Matthew 7, look at verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Luke mirrors this. Take a look at Luke 13, and then we're going to move into being rewarded. Luke 13. Look at verse 26. Then you will say, oh, let's back up. Look at verse 24. Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you come from. Then you will say, we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. But he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers. Knowing about Jesus is not good enough. Knowing his name is not good enough. You must receive what he did for you and live your life out reflecting that decision. You must believe in your heart that Jesus came for you. You must profess with your mouth and then live in holiness. Can you have your name taken out of the book? Clearly, it's not what we're preaching out of today. We can look at that a different week. But I want to make sure you understand it's not by works that you earn your way to heaven. That's a wrong way to say it, and that's a wrong way to look at your life. Only through Jesus can you be washed clean and receive what he did for you and have your sins forgiven and heaven be made your home. So let's look at getting ribbons and crowns and let's look at getting rewarded, because our God is a rewarder. What is the day? The day is the judgment of believers. People who have lived their life in such a way, receiving Jesus, living it out, staying holy so that their name remains in the book. Did you know, this is not in your notes, Jesus told parables, right? So he told stories to help reveal truth, not to the casual observer, but to those that are listening intently, those that are looking for something from him. He told parables. They're stories that reveal truth. 13 of his parables talk about the end and judgment. That's a lot of repeating the same theme. If Jesus tells this, emphasizes judgment 13 times, many of them are repeated in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the same ones. I think maybe we better ask, what's going to happen on that day? What am I going to be rewarded for? Let's take a look. Because what we think is so important in life may not be important to the living God, who's the one looking to reward you. We don't get to make up what we think God should reward. Can we say it that way? We don't get to have bright ideas that we think God should change to match our idea or our traditions. You're not going to stand before God and get rewarded for eating turkey or ham or beef on Christmas Day. That's a tradition. That's not going to get you blue ribbons on Judgment Day unless the Lord specifically told you to do something and cook that turkey. I'm trying to add some humor here. Some of you look like you didn't get an extra hour of sleep last night. I did. It was wonderful. Maybe they'll change the law before we go back to that fly forward one, that hideous law of going ahead an hour. Who thought that was a good idea? Let's not answer that. Let's look at the word. All right, a significant theme. As we look at our text here, we see right away that our works matter. They don't matter to salvation. They matter to reward. First thing we want to do, fill this in. We want to notice that our words matter. The words we say. Not in this text. Let's look at other places in the word where this is brought out. Take a look at Matthew 12. Turn with me to Matthew 12. They're going to bring it up on the screen, but I like to read it right off the paper. Matthew 12, look at verse 36. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you'll be condemned. Our words matter. Our words have power. What you say will be repeated. It's going to come back. Yikes. When they were taking too long to make your coffee and you're ready to scratch their eyes out and something came out of your mouth. Not you. Wait a minute, that's me. Hold on, Father, forgive me. What other things are you going to be held accountable for? You can also be rewarded for your words. Your words have power. You can communicate the gospel. You can be an encourager. You can release faith with your words. You can build people up with them. You can also do the opposite. Your words are going to be held into an account. You'll have to answer for those. Take a look at the second one. The second one, our deeds. Our deeds are going to be reviewed. Look at Matthew 16. It's also in Romans 2, but take a look at Matthew 16. I like the way it says it there. Matthew 16, let's look at verse 27. For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward. He'll do what? Reward. He'll reward each person according to what he has done. The things we have done are going to be reviewed, just like my science fair trifold board, and rewarded. It does not say he's coming to beat everybody up for how they don't measure up. He is coming to reward you for what you've done. That's exciting. That's encouraging. That should make us ask a few more questions like, what am I doing? Am I doing something he is going to reward? That's why we're looking at these. Take a look at the next one. Fill this in your notes. Did I further God's kingdom with my life? We looked at this. We read this in verse 11 and 12 back in 1 Corinthians. It says, be careful how he builds. No one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using anything else, his work will be shown for what it is. What matters on the day of judgment? What we did for Jesus Christ. What we did to further his kingdom. What we did to make his name great. What we did for his kingdom to grow. That's what's going to get rewarded? Yes. The only thing that's going to matter is what we did for Jesus Christ. Let's keep going in our notes here. We see our works are going to be revealed by fire. When I think about that, I think of maybe if I'm doing a bonfire and I'm having to burn some rubbish or maybe some brush or something. Have you ever put a piece of wood in there only to discover after it's all done there was a nail in that wood? Guess what? It's still there. So think about your life. You're going to hold the things that you've done. You're going to be reviewed. And what is left in there? After the fire burns it up, is there anything left there? Or let's take a look about a couple of other things that will be revealed. Our words. Okay, we got our words. Makes us ask some questions about what's coming out of our mouth. Our deeds. What we're doing, is it for the kingdom of God? Or is it just for me? Let's look at a couple of other things. Our attitudes. What? Our attitudes? Are you serious right now? Everybody know what an attitude is? If you've ever had teenagers in your house, you get a refresher on attitudes. You forgot when you were a teenager, you struggled with attitudes. Did you ever have your mom or your dad tell you, hey, you got an attitude problem? You know, an attitude is an outward expression of how you feel on the inside about something. Here's the scary part. We can't hide our attitudes from God. He can see on the inside. Well, where do we get that from? I want to point out one scripture in 2 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians 9, the Apostle Paul writes, God loves a particular person with a particular attitude. It's the cheerful giver. He's pointing out the attitude involved. Let's look at a closely related word and a really kind of frightening scripture. And it's 1 Corinthians 4, 5, as you follow along in the notes there. And that is our motives, our attitudes and motives are going to be on display and we're going to have to answer for them. We don't get to say, oops, can you erase that one off of the board? Yikes. Our motives. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 4. Kind of back close to where we started reading. 4 verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. Did you ever have a fight with your little brother or sister? Anybody, any firstborns here? Yeah, I'm a firstborn too. Did you ever have the moments that you're little brother or sister did things on purpose just to get you in trouble? Maybe you didn't experience that. Kendra, if you're watching, I know. It's my sister. She's a missionary in Ireland. They've been there for 10 years now, 11 years. Yeah, that motive inside there, it's going to be exposed. You thought nobody knew why you really did something. Our motives are going to be, and guess what? Some of our motives are going to be rewarded. The ones that did things for God's glory, for the name of Jesus to be lifted high, to make Jesus look good, those motives, they're going to be rewarded. God can say to us, I know why you did that. Wow, no one else on the whole earth will ever be able to know why you did something. But God knows, and you can be rewarded for that. Might not go so good if your motives are full of self. That may not shine very bright. They're going to get burnt up and only have ashes left. This makes us ask some real questions. Our motives, our attitudes and motives. We will be judged on what we were given and how we used it. Write that in your notes. We will be judged by what we were given and how we used it. First of all, I want you to take your Bible, turn to an interesting scripture here in James chapter 3. James 3. James 3, of course, is some of you might be familiar. It's talking about how difficult it is to control what we say. But it doesn't start that way. It starts talking about these teachers. Not many of you, verse 1, should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. So write it in your notes, by what you know. By what you know. We'll be held in an account. You'll be held accountable by what you know. By the gifts you were given. Write that in your notes. By the gifts you were given. It might be, I hope it's a familiar one of Jesus' parables, which I referenced earlier. One of the parables is in Matthew 25, and it's the parable of the talents. And it might be familiar to you, but maybe not. And the premise is this man is going to go on a long journey, and he gives out money to different servants based on what they could, their ability. And then he comes back after a long time, and he's looking to see what they did with that. And some of them were rewarded. As you read this parable, the parable of the talents is what some of it's called. It's really a breakdown of what's going to happen on Judgment Day. Jesus is clearly telling those that have ears to hear, this is really going to happen. Pay attention. Make sure you're the one that has something to show for what you were given. It didn't go so good for the person that didn't have anything to show for what he was given. I'm going to let you read that on your own. The Word of God is powerful as it looks at who do you want to be? It makes us ask some questions about ourselves. Which one of these guys do you want to be on that day? It's a real day, and it's coming. Let's say it in King James, cometh. The day cometh that the landowner is going to come back, and he's going to be asking you, what did you do with what I gave you? Maybe it's a talent. Maybe it's an ability. Maybe it's the way you think. Maybe it's ideas that he gave you. Maybe it's finance. Maybe it's skills. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's something you own. Whatever it might be, it's this parable starts making us ask questions about everything in our life. What we were given. Did you do the will of God? Or did you act according to the world's definition of success? Did you do the will of God? I don't really like this next scripture reference, but I'm going to read it anyway, even though I don't like it. It kind of arrests me on the inside. It makes me feel on the inside a little bit frozen, like, yikes, kind of frozen. Take a look at Luke 12. Luke 12, and look at verse 47. Are you still here this morning? You got an extra hour of sleep, right? No, some of you didn't. The servant who knows his master's, verse 47, Luke 12, 47. That servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what his master wants will be beaten with many blows. That is not very encouraging. I came to be encouraged today. Oh, this is encouraging because we can know what our master's will is. We can know what he wants us to do. We can live our life in such a way that we're not afraid of the day, that we look forward to it because we're going to have blue ribbons hanging all over our life. Let's keep reading. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. I don't really like that. I've been given a lot. I've been given a mind that works. I've been given hands that can do things. I've been given a voice. I've been given time. I've been given today. The very fact that we will be judged for all these things means every single moment of my life is important. And whatever I've had to do something for God's glory is important. I have things today that I can do something for Jesus with. And so do you. I'm pointing at myself first today because I'm kind of arrested by this word this morning. How did I judge others? Oh my, don't say it. Say it's not true. Romans 14. Let's take a look at this one. I know some of you don't want to. I'm going to read it anyway. Romans 14, verse 10. You then, why do you judge your brother, or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. As it is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. I've listed some things out here. We're in a vision series, and we've been emphasizing fulfilling the dreams and hopes we have that God's dropped in our life, but we cannot look past, when we consider vision, we cannot look past having our sights set on the day I'm going to stand before him. We cannot let life escape us without taking an account of our time, our talent, our treasures, and wondering, am I going to get rewarded on that day? It might cause that, just that very question, and these things I've presented should cause us to inspect and maybe do a course correction in some areas. Maybe stop doing some things and start doing some other things. Maybe considering where our time is going. What we consider is important to us. I'm listing here the things that on that day we will find out that was important to God. These things that Jesus declared, that Paul wrote about, we're going to have a day where we find out that was the important thing, the thing God said was important. God will reward us. Write it in your notes. How I felt on that day as a 10-year-old, seeing that blue ribbon, pales in comparison to the day that I get to stand before God and get rewarded. Nothing will compare to that day. You as well. God's going to reward you. God's going to have things for you. Like I said earlier, things you don't remember you've done. He's going to remember that, and you will be rewarded for it. You cannot read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, what some call the Sermon on the Mount, can be described as the bylaws of the kingdom of God. It's the longest, most continuous speaking recording of Jesus in the whole Bible. He's speaking to people and he's telling them what the kingdom of God is all about and the bylaws of that kingdom. And over and over through Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you see one thing repeated more than anything else, that God is a rewarder. He wants to reward you. As you read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you find out that you have a choice in the reward. You can do things to get people to clap for you, and that's all you're going to get. But Jesus is emphasizing, look ahead. Rearrange everything. Look ahead. God wants to give you something better than people clapping. I mean, think about it. It's just hands making noise. God wants you to receive something else. As you read the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking about our motives. Why are you doing that? Is it so people will notice you? I like to be noticed. I love for people to tell me I did a good job or that my Dr. Morocco tie looks nice. But it wasn't my motivation today. I'm aiming for something different. Minister Toby, could you come join me? So God is speaking to us. God will reward our choices to serve him. Write that in your notes. God will reward our choice to serve him. You have a choice. The very fact that you can choose to do something for God is a basis of him rewarding you because you don't have to. You're not a robot. You're not made that in such a way that you are forced to do anything for God. But for those that take that choice and say, I'm going to choose to aim at that day, that's a big smile on the Father's face because you chose that. He will commend us. 1 Corinthians 4, we read it earlier. I'm going to read it one more time. 1 Corinthians 4. It's the very end of verse 5. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. That's different than a crown or a blue ribbon. Praise. This is some acknowledgement of some kind. The word praise there, that's a different word. Accolade from God. God is speaking to us. Write this in your notes. So what am I supposed to do? First of all, make your life count. If up until this point you don't feel like you've done very much for God, or maybe you feel like you've missed a lot of time, or maybe a lot of opportunities have gone by and you didn't take advantage of them, start today. Make your life count. If God's taking notes on what you say, and if God's taking notes on your attitudes and your motives, start today shifting them for the reward day. Make that decision. It's a personal decision that you have to make. Lord, I'm going to shift everything I am towards that. Make your life count. And like I said earlier, the fact that he wants to reward you brings us to realize that every moment counts. Move in faith. You only get one life. You know, there's no redos. There's no, oh, that's what I was supposed to do. Okay, can I go back and fix that? Once judgment day comes, you've left this life. You live in a little bubble called time. So do I. We live in a bubble called time where we have days and minutes and moments. The moment our life ends, we leave that capsule of time and we're in a place where there is no time. It's called eternity. Once you cross that into eternity, you don't get to go back into time and do the things that you should have done. You only get now. Lastly, write it in your notes. Get involved. One of the emphasis of this house, one of the things that's kept me as a part of the team, is the tremendous opportunity we have to do things for God. I want to say again, well done. Those of you that came Friday night, you put on your shirt, you got some glitter in your hair. You came to reflect Jesus to our community. You welcomed people. You handed out some candy. Maybe you wore a costume. I had people that literally just dressed up in black so you wouldn't see them. Black hood, black gloves, black clothes. And they were some of the stars of the show. Thank you so much. That's not the only way. Life group leaders, assistants, and hosts, you get to stand before God and get rewarded for opening your home to a life group. Did you know that by opening your home, being a life group host, you are participating in advancing God's kingdom, in helping make disciples? Those of you that serve on teams, you're going to get rewarded. Your serving doesn't just have to be in this building. There's other places to serve, but I'm trying to encourage you. There's people in this house that don't serve in anywhere. Crickets. Crickets. You come, you observe. Guess what? You watch, and then you leave. I want you to get rewarded on Judgment Day. Get involved somewhere. Do something for the kingdom of God by which he goes, good job. It's going to be an exciting day if you've taken your life and rearranged it to match that day. Hoping you ask some questions today. I've presented some. Hopefully the Holy Ghost drops a few things in your heart today. What I want to say most is God wants to reward you.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.